All right, Steve, it is time. It is time. Bring him on in here, the CLO, Chief Love Officer. We have some questions
ready
for him.
He stayed okay ready.
All right, I love ready it. Then you don't have to get ready, right? Mm-mm. This one's from Donna in El Paso, Texas. She okay says, a year ago, my husband was deployed and he was told he would be away for 18 months. 6 months after he left, I ended up having an affair with his stepbrother and I got pregnant from our first encounter. His stepbrother and I never messed around again after that, but he wants me to have the baby and he will raise it. My husband just told me he's coming home next month, earlier than expected. So, should I tell him about the pregnancy now or should I wait until he gets home?
What? When do you think this is going to be a good time to tell?
Yeah.
I really don't have a suggestion for you. I don't know how, with his brother-in-law.
Stepbrother.
Uh-huh. Whoa. She had an affair with her husband's stepbrother.
Yes. His stepbrother. Mm-hmm. And she got pregnant.
After the first time.
Yeah.
And now he done told you he wants you to have the baby and he going to raise it.
He'll raise it, yeah.
I have no comment. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't.
Okay, could I say, you want me to help you out real quick?
I don't know what to tell you.
Yo, this dude finna get his ass whooped as soon as this man get home. That's what's finna happen. He finna get his
Please
ass
understand
whooped
that. That's going to happen.
That's A.
I don't know. That's I don't A know. Mm-hmm. You know.
But she's so cavalier about it. Should I tell him now or wait? What?
This relationship
that's
was over.
That's your concern? I mean, yeah.
Well, but,
good day
to tell him when
no
he asks about that baby bump.
You can tell somebody that's coming that's home funny, from the yeah service.
That'd be a good day.
What?
Yes,
a soldier?
He been deployed thinking he got a wife at home? Hold
exactly
up. Lady, mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you, but no, you got... Yeah,
you're wrong.
I have nothing to tell you. I don't know when you should tell him. I really don't. Brother. There is no good time. All hell gonna break loose when the man come home, though. Because the stepbrother, you best to believe he going to have something to deal
that's
with.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to have to deal with. You don't have a marriage anymore. So I hope that fleeing was worth it. And I hope his stepbrother wants you.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
They want to move before he get back.
They've never
been. You might want to move.
Yeah.
Baby, you've been eating a lot.
With the stepbrother, the father of your baby. Yeah. Ugh, this is crazy. All right. So we'll move on, Steve. This is from Ty and Jackson. Huh? What'd you say, Junior?
I'm just saying, these questions he gonna be asking. You keep putting on weight. Oh,
goodness. All right, this is from Ty in Jacksonville, Steve. Ty says, I've been married for 7 years, and my wife is my everything. I work hard so she can stay home every day and have a good life. 2 months ago, I saw her on her credit card statement that she'd been renting a room at a nearby hotel. She said that it was a mistake and she would call the hotel to dispute the charges. I believed her, but then I got a message on Facebook from a man that said my wife had been paying him for sex and he thought I should know. I have not confronted my wife yet, but I'm trying to find this dude. Steve, how should I handle this? Bet you can answer this one.
I mean, man, I don't know. You know what? I'm trying to find this dude.
Who are these women?
First of all, you're not married to the dude. You and the dude took no vows. Your whole problem is your girl. If there is a problem. Now, it sounds quite strange that you would discover this charge. She says she's going to call the hotel and dispute it. And then right after that, a guy calls and says that your wife has been paying him to have sex with her. That's a big coincidence. Yep, so now, I would do a little forensic science gathering of information. You know, stuff like that. I don't know how you do that, but you know. You could find out if she was really there or not. But your whole problem is with your wife. Your problem ain't with this dude. But then his motivation for calling you and telling you that is, I think you ought to know.
I can't get that call right
now. All right. Thank you, CLO.
Right there.
And none of them answers is what I wanted to really say.
So. No.
trying to have a radio show.
Coming up next, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.